Welcome to Inner Bloom, a podcast about how to live a happier, healthier, more harmonious life as you learn how to work with the universe, reconnect with your intuition, and bloom from within. I'm Alexa, a writer, producer, and EFT practitioner with a passion for all things metaphysical. And with me is my friend and co-host, Ambi.
I'm Ambi, a physical therapy assistant, mom of three, and intuitive medium who has been communicating with the spirit world since the age of five. Some might call it woo-woo, but from our perspective, anything is possible, and we intend to normalize the abnormal by sharing our own life experiences as well as intuitive insights, channeled material, wisdom from special guests, and any other resources we believe will help our souls expand and thrive.
Hello, all you bloomers. Welcome back to another Friday episode. I am Alexa, and with me is this one.
Ambi. Hey.
Ambi, present.
Present and accounted for.
How are you, Ambi?
I am really great. How are you?
I'm good. Today is a little rocky for me, but you know what? I actually feel a lot better now that we're recording. So I guess this that's a sign that we're doing the right thing here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, everybody has tough days and everybody has things that they don't necessarily want to do, but it's those moments that you like just make you happy as can be that you should just do more of those things. We should just record every day. Thoughts on that?
We really should. Yeah, we should. I feel like it's kind of therapy for both of us. So I'm with that. Well, speaking of therapy, so ever since, you know, we started the podcast, we've mentioned several times that I'm an EFT practitioner. And, you know, on Fridays, ever since we started releasing an episode on Fridays, we've been releasing listener readings with Ambi. And today I had the idea, and recently I've been thinking, you know, we should, in addition to doing these listener readings, we should also mix it up with, doing some group taps, like, and we're going to talk about what EFT is and what tapping is for those of you who don't know, but to help us with emotional processing and anything that we're going through, because, you know, whatever Ambi and I are going through, whoever's listening is probably going through some version of it too, because we're all connected. And so, you know, today I felt like it would be great to do a little bit of a tap. And we'll talk about that more in a second. But also, we are probably going to make this Friday episode, you know, it's going to be like a mixed bag. Some weeks it'll be a listener reading, some weeks it'll be a tap, and some weeks it'll be tools and processes for you guys, the listeners, to just help you, whether it has to do with manifestation or maybe like a full moon ritual, or I don't know. We're totally open to your ideas as well. So if anything is popping up for you as I'm mentioning this, then please shoot us an email or a message with things that you'd like to see, or you know, information that you'd like on these Friday episodes.
I like that. I like the idea of a full moon ritual. I just put so much pressure on myself during the full moons to like have everything be perfect and like have to do like these certain rituals that it just puts so much stress on me. So
I don't think that my opinion on full moon, like the moon rituals, because I used to do them with my cousin and they actually really helped. And actually, Ambi, I'm pretty sure the first time you read me, you saw for me that I should be doing rituals. And I think the reason why is because it just really helps me focus. And so I don't really think it matters. You know, I do know what you're talking about putting so much pressure on doing the ritual the right way, because there's so many different ways that, you know, people do them. But I really think the whole point of it is to just focus and focus your intention for the next 2 weeks about like either manifesting or releasing. And so any way that you do that is really the right way. You know, it doesn't have to be like textbook. But yeah, I mean, we can talk about that. I think that's what these Friday episodes should be used for, you know, because on Mondays, it's like, I think we're kind of starting to use that to talk about just our regular topics about what's coming up for us. And then on Wednesdays, you know, having either channelings or interviews with people. So, yeah.
I like the schedule.
I do too. It feels nice. So we are going to try that out. But so anyway, today we are going to talk about EFT, what it is, how it works, what you can use it for, and then we will do a little tap. So what EFT is, EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Technique, and essentially it's a quantum healing modality where you use the meridians of your body. Essentially, this is what's happening. Our bodies are regulated by energy meridians, meaning pathways, where energy flows up and down our body all the time, every day. And this is what keeps our bodies healthy. It keeps everything moving. If you think about it like, you know, highways, right? Like healthy flow of traffic keeps everything moving in our body, all the systems running and functioning properly. Well, when we get angry or sad or distressed or, you know, anything, resentful, feel guilty, any of these things, and we don't process those emotions, which in the society we're taught oftentimes to not process our emotions by stuffing them down, by suppressing them, by, you know, a lot of, Ambie and I have talked about this before, like men specifically are taught not to cry, which really is a detriment to them a lot of the times because crying is a healthy way of processing. And so we are taught not to process our emotions oftentimes. And so what happens is those emotions, those energies get stuck in our body. And when they get stuck in our body, essentially they disrupt the flow of energy. So that's what eventually contributes to disease to disease. It's essentially an emotion that hasn't been processed that disrupts the flow of energy for so long that it manifests into something physical. So anyway, what we're doing when we're tapping is it works the same way as acupuncture, acupressure. It uses that same philosophy, except instead of sticking needles in these certain points of our body, or instead of pushing really, really hard on these certain points of our body, we're simply tapping with our fingers on our own bodies in these specific points. And essentially, it does the exact same thing as, acupuncture, acupressure. But what EFT is, it's a combination of tapping on these meridian points and essentially modern day psychology. So when I do a private session with someone, typically I'm asking them, you know, what issue would you like to tap on today? And you can pick an issue. It could be everything from an emotional issue, a physical issue, like a childhood trauma that, you know, you never process, you never got over, that you're stressed about something coming up for work, that your relationship isn't working, that your sex drive isn't up, that you're having anxiety and you don't know why, that your back is hurting and you don't know why. The physical pains, like I was mentioning, are often, you know, linked to emotional pains. And so the beauty about tapping is that, especially in these private sessions, you know, we spend like 20 to 30 minutes in the beginning of the session just talking about the issue and me asking the client questions like, what are the, you know, top negative emotions that you're feeling when you think about this issue? What are the negative things running through your head about this issue? What's the earliest memory you have of feeling the same type of way, not in the same situation, but maybe where you felt, you know, that you were also trapped, right? Or you were also like in an impossible position. And by asking these questions, it really gets the client geared up and really starts to connect some dots about, you know, how this issue is essentially a new manifestation or, you know, a current manifestation of an old pattern. Because everything really is, even if we don't think it is, it's all connected once again. So once we get that information, I as the practitioner utilize that information, those emotional statements, to lead the client through a tap. So I tell them where to tap and I tell them what to say. And what I'm telling them to say is based on what they've told me they're feeling. And the reason that we do this is because a really powerful thing happens when you actually acknowledge how you're feeling. Because if you think about, you know, it's like we've talked about this before as well, Ambie, on this podcast. It's like there's a difference between complaining, you know, and like constantly just bringing things up and going around and around about something and actually acknowledging like, hey, I feel really sad right now. Like, and I honor that and I still love myself for it. Like, it's okay. Because typically I feel like when we're complaining or venting to our friends or we're like bitching about things, right? It's like we're not doing it with the intention of loving ourselves or accepting it. We're doing it with the intention of pushing it away and struggling against it. It's like we're like, oh, this is happening. I hate this person or this sucks. And it's like we're not bringing love and acceptance to the situation. So the difference here is that we're actually acknowledging how we're feeling. Like, this has been really hard for me, for example, and saying, but even though this has been really hard for me, I love and accept myself. And so we're repeating statements like that while tapping on these meridian points. And what happens when we combine these two things together is that the body actually will release and process these negative stored emotions, because all these emotions we're asking for was processing, was a way to process out of the body. And it's in bringing that love and acknowledgement and acceptance to them that the body can let them go and they can just dissolve out of your experience. And it's wild, the things that happen, you know, that I've seen happen to clients in just a matter of an hour. I mean, sometimes in a matter of 20 minutes, sometimes in a matter of 5 minutes, like lifelong issues sometimes that people have been dealing with in a matter of a few minutes, several minutes, they're feeling relief. They feel like they're floating. A lot of things that I see happen with clients is they'll start yawning like crazy. They'll start burping like crazy. I burp like crazy, and I never even used to burp. I used to like say I don't even think I know how to burp. and that's probably because I was holding on to all my emotions. People have hot flashes, cold flashes, they start laughing uncontrollably, they'll start crying. And all of these things are off-gassing symptoms, which just mean it's what your body, it's how your body is recalibrating itself, and the energy is recalibrating in your body to regulate the flow again of energy, essentially. So it's a really good thing when all of these things happen. And it's a pretty simple technique. I've seen it do wonders for, I mean, all kinds of things. And what else?
Can I say something?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So when you and I did our, I think it was our first or second EFT session, I'm not for sure. I had been holding on. It's just being super vulnerable. But I had been holding on to like this mindset and this mentality of, I'm not smart. I am something else. I'm not the smart girl, right? And I've been holding on to this belief that my mother told me my whole life that I was stupid, right? And when you and I had our session, I don't even remember how we got brought up, but essentially I went back to the first time she said that, and I went back to it, and it was literally, it's so silly now, it was literally like I put a bagel in the VCR. Yes, I'm that old. I put a bagel in the VCR and my mom's comment to me was, what the fuck is wrong with you? And then I was thinking about it and I was like, yeah, what the fuck was wrong with me? Like, why would I do that? Like, that's crazy. And I broke my mom's VCR because I wanted to see what would happen. Like, you're going to break the VCR. And I was like, much older than, like, I was seven.
Maybe you were seeing the future of DVDs and you thought that the bagel was a DVD. Maybe. Just an idea.
So, but now I can laugh at it and be like, no, my mom doesn't think I'm stupid. No, like, she hadn't told me my whole life that I was stupid. That's how I interpreted because of that one moment. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And now my mom and I talk about it and we joke about it. And she's like, seriously though, like, that was a dumb move. And I was like, no, I get it. I understand. And she's like, but that doesn't mean you're dumb. And I'm like, I understand that too. Like, I get that now, but if it hadn't been for that EFT session, I wouldn't have understood it. I wouldn't have been able to put those pieces together, because it's nice to have an outsider's perspective, be like, so this is what happened? And I'm like, yeah, I guess so. And literally, I have been to therapists for years and years and years. And I don't think there's anything wrong with therapy. I think it's actually really beneficial. And this is just another way of kind of expediting that process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I mean, I went to therapy for years and years and years too. And trust me, it helped me at certain times in my life. Like, and looking back, I think the reason why it helped me so much is because truly what I think we're all craving, what we really all want, and what is the most healing thing in the entire world is having someone sit there and look at you and pay full attention to you and say, so tell me what's going on. And you tell them, and they're not looking off. They're not trying to justify anything or, you know, fix it and try to, like, be like, well, that's just because of this. Or, like, oh, well, you're fine and, like, you're going to be great. It's like, no, that just makes us feel like we're not being heard, and, like, it keeps the emotions from being processed. It's like what we all really need is just someone to sit here and go nod and say, I hear you. Okay, you know, like, that's how you feel, and that's valid. And for me, it's like, I mean, I truly think, in my experience, that's half of the healing that happens in tapping. Like, even just in the first 20 or 30 minutes before we even go on the full tap, it's like just asking my clients these questions and having them think for themselves and acknowledge how they're feeling while they're just tapping on their chest, and me just like being like, yeah, and holding space for that. I think that's where half the healing happens. I mean, so there, nothing against therapy. Absolutely, like, you know, therapy can help people if that's what they think they need. Like, but this is another form of therapy. This is like therapy with like a physical component where you know, I mean, the first couple times I did it, and I still feel this way sometimes, I literally felt like I was floating afterwards, and I get told that all the time. The other thing is that, like, it's literally waking your body up, you know? So it's like there might have been things that you have not wanted to acknowledge for the longest time. So that part of your body has basically gone numb, and it's held onto that, and it's just gone numb. But you don't even know that because you've gotten so used to it. So a lot of the things that my clients tell me as well after they first start tapping is like that they can feel a lot of sensations in their body. Like in weird parts of their body, suddenly they have tingling or poking, or like, and it's literally like their body waking up and being like, oh, hi, you're acknowledging me now. Okay. You know, and after that, it's like their body will physically process things in all a myriad of different ways. And you know, it's like, beliefs are just thoughts we keep thinking, right? And so it's like when we actually get to tap and deconstruct these beliefs and see where they come from, it's amazing the change in your life that can happen within even just a few days after that happens. Like, it's truly amazing. I mean, there's a ton of stories from the EFT retreat I went on where I was trained about people who, like, they couldn't find jobs for years. They finally tapped on why they couldn't find a job, and then, like, a day later, someone called them out of the blue and offered them their dream job. I mean, like, crazy things like that.
Jump in here, like, I think we were originally tapping on like my worthiness issues and like why I feel like I'm not worth X, Y, and Z, or why I feel like it's okay for people to treat me a certain way, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not for sure. I'm not 100% sure about that, but it was something along those lines. And it stemmed back to like me blaming my boss for like all of these things, right?
Yeah.
And since that's happened, I love my job now. I genuinely like coming to work, and it's not this miserable experience anymore. And it's not like me trying to find a way out anymore. It's kind of just appreciating the process that I'm in and being like, yeah, I could do this for a couple more years. Like, that's fine. And appreciating my boss for who he is, and not even letting the aspects that I still don't like affect me. So it has helped me tremendously. Yeah. I was telling Alexa this morning, I was telling her, like, yesterday my face hurt so bad from laughing so much at work. And that's like a gift. That's amazing. And I kept telling everybody at work, like, how amazing is this? You know, like, this is truly a gift. Oh, nobody else saw it but me, but it's fine.
Laughing that hard is literally the biggest. There's like no better joy than like being able to laugh that hard. And like, look, the reason we're not laughing that hard, if we're not, or like laughing a lot, is because we're really preoccupied with like the quote unquote issues in our life, right? And it's like there is, I think the reason I was so attracted to EFT when it kind of presented itself in my life is because my whole life I felt like I had to solve all these problems, and like, how was I ever going to solve these problems? Like, I had all these issues, and it's like to feel like there's a real tangible process, a real tangible modality that can actually transmute and process out these so-called issues or feelings or thoughts that you've had since even childhood in a relatively short time is just incredible. And I saw the results of it immediately. It's just been amazing. And I also want to take a moment right now to just shout out to Sonia Sophia, who is like my just absolutely incredible teacher. She is a goddess. She is, she started World Tapping Circle, which is an online tapping circle that you can tune into every Monday night. She is just like, she's on a mission to heal the world. She goes all around the world and teaches tapping, and she does these EFT practitioner seminars twice a year, once in the spring and once in the fall. And I went, and that's how I became a practitioner. And it was the most transformative experience of my life. As I've mentioned before, I literally talk about this retreat like in every single episode of everything I've ever talked about. And I'm so sorry if people are here sick of hearing it, but like that's how much happened there. And that's how transformed I was there. And that's how much I learned there, is that I could just talk about it forever.
Were you supposed to be a practitioner, or were you supposed to just record?
No, I was supposed to. That's the thing. It's like I didn't even realize that I was supposed to be a practitioner. It kind of just dropped on my lap. The thing that happened was I was kind of at this like stagnant point in my like spiritual awakening, basically, where I had woken up and, you know, things were happening. I was recording on Positive Head once a week. I think that's what I was I think I was doing that at that point. But like it felt like something was missing still, and I felt like I just had all this extra time, but like I wasn't doing anything with it. And I think like an opportunity had come up, and then I had squashed it because I just like got weird about it, and I just kind of like, I don't know, I kind of went back into my cave again. And then I got really unhappy, and I was like, okay, the next opportunity that comes, you are taking it. That is it. Like, it doesn't matter what it is, like, you are doing it. And the next day I heard on Positive Head, Sonia Sophia, who comes on the other podcast that I host on Positive Head every once in a while, she said that she had this idea for this reality show in which it was the reverse of normal reality shows where, you know, you put people in a room and see how quickly they can fight and tear each other down. This reality show idea she had was, you know, you take six people and you give them the tools to heal themselves, such as tapping or ecstatic dance or, you know, creative tools, tools that are accessible to us. And you track their progress, like you see what happens to them over the course of several weeks, and you see how, you know, I don't want to say easy or maybe quote unquote simple, but it actually is a lot simpler than we think to like bring our lives back together, that like it is possible to like heal family wounds. It is possible to like solve your finances. It is possible to, you know, find your dream job, or like, you know, to reunite families. I mean, there's just so much that we've been shown in society. It's like, oh, like all these devastating things can happen to you, and this is how people's lives fall apart. And it's like, well, where are we showing, you know, where are we showing the stories of people's lives becoming amazing and them, you know, evolving and them like coming back to who they are and them finding their power? Where are those stories? And so she shared this idea that she had about a reality show about this. And when I heard this, something just like marched my body over to my computer, and I just wrote her an email, and I don't even know what I wrote. I was just like, I can help you with this because I do have experience with the reality shows. I do have experience with like that industry. So anyway, the next thing I knew, we were on a FaceTime, and we were just talking about how I could help with this reality show. And I told her we needed a sizzle reel, and she, which is like kind of like a mini episode, basically. And she was like, well, I do have a EFT practitioner training coming up in 3 weeks that like I could maybe get someone to shoot some stuff there. And again, something like took over my body and was like, can I come? And she was like, yeah, actually you can. Like, we have a couple more spots left and we usually don't. And I was like, okay. And from then on, it was just like I had made that promise to myself that whatever next opportunity came up, I was going to take it. And so little did I know like that a big part of the reason I was going there was because of EFT. Like, I thought it was to help shoot this sizzle reel. But, you know, before I went, Sonia was like, well, in order to be at this retreat, you need to do like 36 hours of online coursework about EFT so you know what's going on. Because if you don't do it, like, you're going to be behind. And I'm like, oh, shit. Okay. So I literally like powered through this online course, which was the most fun course I've ever taken. It was amazing. It just taught me so much. It got me so excited. And anyway, probably about halfway through taking that course, with like 1 week left to go till I left for the retreat, I was like, wait a minute. I've been looking for this my entire life. Like, I didn't even know that I was looking for this. But this is because I was a psychology major as well as a communication major when I was in college. And then I dropped the psychology major because it just was not – I just felt like – I don't know. I just felt like I didn't help people with their problems. I just kept talking to them about them and nothing ever changed. And I felt like I didn't want to go through all this extra school. And it just – it felt like exhausting to me. And so when I realized, wait a minute, like this is a – this is a different form of therapy. Like this is therapy, but it's like you're seeing tangible results like immediately. And you're actually seeing people get relief and then see a change in their life. And so suddenly I was just like, wow, I had no idea this was coming for me, but it's totally meant for me and I'm supposed to be doing this and I'm supposed to be a practitioner. And so that's how that happened.
Yeah, I think that story is so cool. So that's why I wanted you to share it.
Yeah, no, it is really cool. Thanks for asking. And I, you know, and I, that is just as a side note, like that story is, I mean, when I agreed to come, I needed to find a way basically to like pay for a plane ticket there and back to like, I needed to find a way to like find like $1,500 lying around so that I could go do this. And the universe, like when I made the decision that I was going to go, I just, something in me was like, just trust it. Just say you're going to go and just trust that like you're going to figure this out. And literally I did. I made the decision and the ways appeared. Like I didn't need help to go. I didn't. The money appeared. The cheap plane tickets appeared. Like the avenues to get there in a cost effective way within like what I came up with appeared. And so what I want to, you know, I just want to take this time to say, when you make a decision, when you decide I am doing this, like that is it, the universe truly will rearrange and accommodate that. But when you're sitting there going, well, I want to do this, but I don't know, you know, then of course the universe isn't going to rearrange its whole self when you're like, I don't know, like, you know, and I think that, but truly it like makes a lot of sense when you think about it like that, because that is one time in my life when I felt so powerfully, like I made the decision. It was like, I don't care what happens. I don't care. I don't care what I have to do. I'm going here. And I think that, you know, we should all kind of try to remember that. It's like, if you want to do something, you just make the decision and say, I don't care what happens. This is what I'm doing. And then you will see all your resources, you know, supply around you. But when you say, I want to do this, but I just don't know because of this and this and this, it's like, well, then that's exactly what's going to happen. And yeah, the universe will not provide in that scenario because you're saying, I want to, but I'm not gonna, basically is what you're saying. So, you know, it's just a good example of that. Anyway, so Sonia Sophia is just truly amazing. If you at all feel called to, you know, get more information on EFT or to train with her, which I would highly recommend, you can email me. Just reach out at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com and I can either, you know, provide you the information. I can intro you. I can refer you, or you can just go to World Tapping Circle. But actually, I think to sign up for the EFT training, it's different. So just reach out to me and I'll connect you. But yeah, so let's see. So Ambie, I was thinking today, something that's been coming up for Ambie and I, especially after we did our like live stream last week where we were channeling John on Facebook Live. I think something that was really coming up for both of us was kind of feeling extremely exposed and feeling like, you know, kind of all of a sudden this fear of what other people think was coming up a bit for us. And so I was thinking that today we would do a little tap on caring what other people think, because I think that the people listening to this podcast can probably resonate with, like, you know, we're all into some quote unquote out there stuff, I guess, out there right now. It's not out there, but you know what I mean? It's like it's quote unquote abnormal at this current moment in time by society's definitions. So I, you know, I feel strongly that something that I'm really working on or wanting to expand into is this just pride in like what I love and, you know, no fear about it, because, you know, there's nothing to be afraid of. It's just our fear about what other people will say, right?
Yeah.
Or how we'll be treated. And so I think it was a really good topic. But before we do that tap, we actually – there's a listener named Jamie McMahon who has been messaging us, writing us poetry, and it's awesome. And she actually sent us a poem last week right after we did the live stream that she said was inspired by the live stream, and it goes with this whole theme. So we're going to read it on the air right now. So – and I've been telling her that we're going to read it for – a few episodes now, so I'm happy we're finally getting to this. Okay, thanks, Ambie, for the reminder, by the way. Okay, so this is a poem by Jamie McMahon. Standing before you, open and bare, seeming to be brave, trying not to care what you think or how you'll react, no more hiding, I cannot go back. In sharing these words, I free my soul. Winning your love is not my goal. Reaching inside you, lighting a spark, enticing your spirit out of the dark. So be my witness, hear my plea. What hides inside you, set it free.
Oh my God, that's so pretty. I'm tearing up.
I know. I've already read this, but at reading it out loud.
I know, too. And it's still like, gets me emotional.
Yeah. I feel like this is like energetically encoded for sure. It's just so... very beautiful. So thank you, Jamie, for sending this in. Feel free to send more and keep writing because you're a beautiful writer.
Thank you, Jamie.
Okay. So, Ambie, are you ready to tap?
I am ready to trap.
To trap. Ready to trap. Oh, that was terrible. That was like an awful beatbox.
Oh, I was trying to
I was trying to play off of like trap music because that's like where I come from. Sorry. Okay. We'll never do that again. Oh man.
Alexa is not a beatboxer. Yeah, but that is okay. We still love you.
Oh man. Okay. Okay, so what I'm gonna ask everyone to do is, so Ambie, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be like the client here, okay? You're gonna be reflective of everyone listening.
Okay.
And so now there are going to be times when I'll kind of ask people to fill in the blank. So Ambie, you can do that if you want to be vulnerable and just share, or you can stay silent at that part. That's fine. Okay. But okay, so what I want everyone to do is put the phone down and get in a place where you can use both of your hands, okay? And I want you to get comfortable. And I want you to put your hands on the front of your chest and start tapping with both hands right in the front of your chest. Good. So you are going to repeat after me, and we are, again, this tap is going to be on caring what other people think, okay?
Do you want me to repeat after you?
Yeah, I want you to. Okay. You're going to be, like, the client and, like, everyone listening, okay?
That's right, okay.
So let's take a deep breath. Good. So tapping on the chest. Repeat after me. Even though. I have this issue.
I have this issue.
Of caring what other people think.
Of caring what other people think.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
I deeply and completely love and accept myself.
Good. Deep breath. Okay, now tap right above the eyebrows, like with both hands, right where like your eyebrows begin, right above your nose. So this issue
of caring what people think.
I really care what they think.
I really care what they think.
I don't want to.
I don't want to.
But part of me really does.
A part of me really does.
Now tap the side of your eyes where your temples are. I'm afraid of what they'll think of me.
I'm afraid of what they'll think of me.
The things that I like.
The things that I like.
Are kind of weird.
Are kind of weird.
Tap the cheekbones. Right under the eyes. And even though I like them and I think they're cool.
Even though I like them and I think they're cool.
Other people don't seem to.
Other people don't seem to.
Even though I'm into some kind of out there things.
Even though I'm into some kind of out there things.
I love and respect myself.
I love and respect myself.
Good. Deep breath. Tap under the nose. I'm afraid of what people will think of me.
I'm afraid of what people will think of me.
What if they make fun of me?
What if they make fun of me?
What if they call me out publicly?
What if they call me out publicly?
Tap under the lips. On the chin, basically. Now, I want you all to fill in the blank here. So, what if they... And now I want you to say out loud, like, your worst fear about what other people might do or say to you. So what if they – and then describe it out loud.
What if they don't believe me?
Mm-hmm. And what if they – what else might they do?
What if they make me feel bad?
Mm-hmm. And they could also –
And they could also make me feel small.
Mm-hmm. Tap the chest. Even though people could do and say all these things about me.
Even though people could do and say all these things about me.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I love and accept myself.
I love and accept myself.
So tap the front of the ribs. But still. I'm really anxious about this.
I'm really anxious about this.
Because there's a part of me. That just wants to be exactly who I am.
That just wants to be exactly who I am.
Good. Deep breath. Now cross your arms over your body and tap like the side of your ribs under your armpits, basically. Part of me wants to be exactly who I am.
Part of me wants to be exactly who I am.
But I feel like I can't.
But I feel like I can't.
I feel like if I show who I really am.
I feel like if I show who I really am.
I'll be judged.
I will be judged.
I'll be misunderstood.
I'll be misunderstood.
I'll be made fun of.
I'll be made fun of.
And part of me isn't sure I'm ready for that.
And part of me is not sure I'm ready for that.
Deep breath. Now tap the inside of one of your wrists. Like, so put your, basically take all of your fingertips and put them in a line across your wrist bone. So it's going horizontally across your wrist. I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I don't know if I'm ready for that.
I don't know if I'm ready to expose myself like this.
I don't know if I'm ready to expose myself like this.
Tap the top of the thumb right on the nail. So hold your hand, like put your palm, put your hand out in front of your body like you're hugging someone. So that's how the direction is. And then tap the top of the thumb right on the nail. What if I lose friends over this?
What if I lose friends over this?
I feel like a lot of my friends won't understand this.
I feel like a lot of my friends won't understand this.
Tap the side of the index, the top of the index finger, same place on the nail. What if I lose family over this?
What if I lose family over this?
Some of them definitely won't understand what I'm doing.
Some of them definitely won't understand what I'm doing.
Deep breath. Tap the middle finger. Even though. I might lose some friends and family over this.
I might lose some friends and family over this.
It's okay.
It's okay.
Tap under the fourth finger. So just on the other side of the fourth finger. The fourth finger is different for some reason. Except that it's not okay.
Except that it's not okay.
I don't want to lose anyone over this.
I don't want to lose anyone over this.
Even if they don't understand me.
Even if they don't understand me.
I don't want to just be alone here.
Sorry, I was yawning. I don't want to just be alone here.
Tap the top of the little finger. having people who don't understand is better than being alone.
Having people that don't understand is better than being alone.
Tap the side of the hand. It's like on the opposite side of the thumb where like the – trying to describe this.
Like if you're going to karate chop somebody.
Yeah, where if you're going to karate chop like that side. So tap there. Part of me really thinks. It's better to be with people who don't understand.
It's better to be with people who don't understand.
Than to be alone.
Than to be alone.
Deep breath. I don't want to lose love and connection over this.
I don't want to lose love and connection over this.
Tap the top of the head. I want to be loved for who I am.
I want to be loved for who I am.
I want to be accepted for who I am.
I want to be accepted for who I am.
And part of me is freaking out.
And part of me is freaking out.
That I won't be.
That I won't be.
At the top of the eyebrows. So now I want you to think, what is the worst part of this situation for you? Like, what is just like the big, like, just when you think about this fear of not being accepted or people not understanding, right? Or people judging you. What is just like the worst part of this whole thing? And I want you to describe it now. The worst part of this whole thing is, describe it. And then tap your temples on the side of your eyes and keep describing it. Just like rant. Just be like, and this, and I hate this about it, and this, right? I hate that, you know, I feel separate from other people. I hate that I have to be the one to do this. I hate that I have to be the one to adopt these new ideas. I hate that I have to be the outsider. Why do I have to be the outsider, right? Okay, take a deep breath. Tap the cheekbones under the eyes. Even though I have all of these insecurities and resistance.
Even though I have all of these insecurities and resistance. I deeply and completely.
Love and accept myself.
Love and accept myself.
Tap under the nose. And I'm open to the possibility.
I'm open to the possibility. That these people.
Who I'm so afraid of their opinion.
Who I'm so afraid of their opinion.
It's possible that they are experiencing fear as well.
It's possible that they are experiencing fear as well.
Tap under the lips. I'm the catalyst here.
I'm the catalyst here. Excuse me.
I can feel deep down.
I can feel deep down.
That I came here to this planet.
That I came here to this planet.
To help wake people up.
To help wake people up.
Tap the chest. And it's possible.
And it's possible.
That all these people who might judge me.
That all these people who might judge me.
Or say things about me.
Or say things about me.
Are also scared.
Are also scared.
Scared of the unknown.
Scared of the unknown.
And I represent that for them.
And I represent that for them.
Even if I make people a bit uncomfortable.
Even if I make people a bit uncomfortable.
By living and speaking my truth.
By living and speaking my truth.
I'm open now to the possibility.
I'm open now to the possibility.
That I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
That I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be.
Tap the front of the ribs. That I'm doing the right thing.
That I'm doing the right thing.
And even if people have some resistance to me.
And even if people have some resistance to me.
It's okay.
It's okay.
I could be the catalyst for their awakening.
I could be the catalyst for their awakening.
Tap the side of the ribs. I remember when I woke up. I was pretty uncomfortable and scared. But I made it. And I'm doing a lot better now. Deep breath.
I honor and acknowledge
how challenging this has been for me. Tap the inside of the wrist.
And how much
I care about humanity. Tap the top of the thumb.
I want everyone to like me.
But I also really want to speak my truth. Tap the top of the index finger. And I'm open now to the possibility. That I can't be scared of speaking my truth. And have everyone like me at the same time. Because it's in this fear. That I'm attracting these judgments. Tap the middle finger. I love and accept myself. Even with this remaining fear of what others think. Tap under the fourth finger.
And I'm open now to the possibility. That when I step into my power. And be who I am unapologetically. The world around me
will shift to harmonize with that. Tap the little finger.
It feels like I need to figure this all out.
But I'm open to the possibility that I don't have to figure anything out. I can just be who I am. And follow my interests. And everyone else will adjust. Tap the side of the hand, the karate chop point.
I deeply and completely love and respect myself.
And I'm open to the possibility that I'm capable of more than I thought here. Tap the top of the head.
Even though people around me might still have their own perspectives. That's their business.
And this is my business. Tap the top of the eyebrows.
I wonder
what is possible now. Tap the side of the eyes.
And I'm looking forward to
being pleasantly surprised by what comes next. Tap the cheekbones.
I embrace this challenge. Knowing that it'll strengthen me.
Tap under the nose. And I love and accept myself. Exactly as I am. Deep breath. Tap all over the body. And tell yourself 3 things you love about yourself. And then see how you feel. That was a pretty short, I didn't time it, so it was probably like 12 minutes, maybe. Whoa, I just burped, so.
Yeah, I did too, actually.
Awesome.
It feels good, though. It feels like so much better. And I used to, when I would listen to the Positive Head podcast, I still do, but when I would listen to it before, I would pull my car over, like, in the parking lot and, like, do these taps before I walked into work. And it really helps, you know, it just really yeah. helps release a lot of things.
Yeah. And I, and, you know, keep in mind, and I, this is my first time just doing it, like, blindly without, I've done another one on a live stream that was kind of like this, but I, like, scripted out. And this was my first time just kind of, like, winging it and going off a general theme. And so, you know, keep in mind that it's, I mean, you can get benefit from this, obviously, but it's also when you're doing it in a private session, it's very interactive and back and forth and lots of check-ins about, like, well, what's coming up now and what are you feeling now? So it's much more specific and customized to you. But, you know, let me know how you guys benefited from this tap. Let me know if this – how this worked for you. I would love any feedback that you have, you know. And, yeah, I'm looking forward to doing more and practicing this a bit more because I need to practice this style a bit more. And, yeah, if you guys would like a private session, you can reach out at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, and I just hope – I don't know. I hope this gave you guys a little bit of relief for the time being if this is something you're going through. I feel more relaxed.
Yeah, I do too. I feel really good.
Good. Yeah, you were processing. You were yawning a lot. That's good.
I really was. I was like, wow, I didn't realize I had like this much to process about this subject still.
That's
what. So it was good.
That's what the most interesting thing is ever is like sometimes I'll be giving someone a tap and they'll tell me what they want to tap on and I'll be like, oh, okay. And I'll start leading them through the tap and the whole time I am yawning and burping like crazy and I'm like, oh, I had no idea. I guess this tap was for me too. So
yeah,
it's nice that way. Yeah, so if you guys want a private session, reach out. If you guys want a private reading with Ambie, reach out to innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or you can find her on her website, ambiematthews.com, AMBY. MATTHEWS.
Nice. Good job.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. yeah, send us your stories. Send in more poems if any of you feel so inspired. And have an amazing weekend, guys. We love you so much.
Thank you, Alexa.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, we would love, love, love it if you would give us a rating and review on Apple iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to get in touch for a reading with Ambie, an EFT session with Alexa, or just to say what up, we would love to hear from each and every one of you. And you can email us at innerbloompodcast@gmail.com or follow us on Instagram and Facebook at innerbloompodcast. Until next time, remember, open your heart to the seeds of love and light and bloom from within.